Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you today on our journey through the Holy Land to Bethlehem, where that star is shining bright for us, leading us home. Today's Tuesday, December 15th, and I'm back in the heart of Arthur, Illinois, at the Parsonage, broadcasting from the House of Peace, and bringing you a new daily personal devotion from John Pavlovitz's book, Lo, an honest Advent devotional. Today's devotion is called Twisted Boughs. Twisted Boughs. First, we read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9. Matthew 9, this is verses 35 and 36. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. John Pavlovitz writes this. He says, the word compassion used in the scripture above has its roots in the Greek word for bowels, the idea that we could be so moved by the suffering of others as to be internally altered to the point of sickness, to be twisted up inside. In other words, when we see others experiencing the low points of this life, like grief and pain and injustice and loss, we too allow ourselves to become low and to sit with them. This vicarious distress is at the heart of the birth narrative of Jesus. God seeing our suffering and coming low to meet people in their sorrow. And it would be what marked Jesus' life and ministry. Jesus always sought proximity to people who were hurting or alone or in need, and he was always there grieving alongside them, tending to their wounds, making them feel seen. In this way, his was a low life, and his willingness to carry and embrace the heartache of others speaks to a glaring gap in our world, one that can only be filled with compassion. The sheer scale of suffering today can tend to overwhelm us, which is why compassion is in such a great demand, and why we need to practice empathy relentlessly. One of the greatest ways we can prepare is to keep our hearts soft, even though so many others have become hardened, and to not lose the desire nor the ability to be powerfully moved by the pain in our path. It's a fitting way to walk into this season of Advent, asking, where is the burden? What bothers me? What twists my bowels to the point of sickness? As we answer these questions and are willing to move in response, we perpetuate Jesus here. So today, see the suffering around you and let yourself be twisted. Here's our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.